It's not a good time, Bob replied, his stress evident even above the sound of the traffic around Kitty. She's had a bad turn. Kitty stopped cycling suddenly, and a fellow cyclist almost ran into the back of her and swore her out of it. She lifted her bike out of the cycle lane and onto the pavement. What happened? I didn't want to say anything to you. You've had a rough enough week as it is, and I was hoping she would improve, but she's gone downhill since you saw her. She was drifting in and out of consciousness. She couldn't recognize me for the past 2 days. She was confused, hallucinating, speaking mostly in French. Today she's in a coma, Kitty. His voice cracked. Do you want me to be there with you? Kitty asked, feeling panic inside and genuinely with all of her heart wanting to be there, in that place, with that smell, with him, by Constance's side. No, you're busy. I'm okay.
I'm not, Bob. I've got nothing, okay? I want to be there. Let me, please?
Kitty hung up and cycled as though her life depended on it, which in a way it did.
Hi, Steve, it's me. I was just thinking about you and, well, I had a few things to say about what we last talked about, so here goes. Rad or bad? Rad is short for radical, but cool kids shorten it for even cooler effect. It's a bit surfer dude language, though, so it's probably a bit dated. Then there's cool or fool, or to make it a bit more modern, you could say cool or tool. And finally, my favourite, and probably yours too, as it brings in a football angle, score or whore. Hope your boss likes them, and I hope it's not too late. Okay, well, you're obviously not in, or you are, and you're listening to this thinking I'm drunk, or I don't know what you're thinking. I'll go now. Oh, and one last thing. Constance passed away tonight, and God, I'm so sorry to be crying on your answering machine, but I don't quite know what to do. Okay, thanks for listening. Bye!
Chapter 4. Though Kitty hadn't spent much time with Constance over the past few months, she had instinctively known she was there. There was a difference when somebody died. Their absence was felt at every second of every day. Kitty would think of a question and would suddenly go to call Constance for the answer. She would think of an amusing story she would want to share with her, or more frustratingly, she would remember a half-finished conversation she would want to complete, or a question that had somehow gone unanswered. Because Constance wasn't there, Kitty wanted her more than ever, and she tortured herself over her lack of visits to the hospital, and for not calling her more regularly, not just when Constance was sick, but throughout her life. There were events Kitty could have invited her to, nights out that they could have shared together. There was so much time wasted not spending it together. But in the end, she knew that if they were to relive their friendship all over again, they would do it exactly the same way. Constance hadn't needed Kitty in her life any more frequently than Kitty had been there. Not having work to engross herself in, or boyfriend to help distract her and show her the joys and beauty of her own life, or a functional family that lived in the same county or possessed the abilities to be understanding and show compassion, Kitty felt more alone than ever. The only place she felt she wanted to be was at the offices of Etc.